A vote by judges to accept proposals that aim to reduce the level of awards in personal injury cases have been dismissed by business groups as not going far enough. The figures contained in the proposed new guidelines show many payments have been reduced by around 50%, but business owners and employers were hoping to see cuts of around 80% to most minor injury claims, which would bring Ireland into line with other countries. We're joined this morning by Neil Walker, who is Head of Infrastructure with IBEC. Neil, what's IBEC's view on the proposed guidelines?
Good morning, Petulia. It's less than the 75% reduction that we believe is justified by our own research and by the findings of the Personal Injuries Commission. So the impact on our members' insurance premium, employer and public liability, will be less than we hoped. Although it is a step in the right direction, it's going to be really important that the government and the insurance sector assess the impact of the new guidance on award levels, including out-of-court settlements, over the coming year. I'd just like to say, I mean, that this is the culmination of 5 years of advocacy work by IBEC. We produced a report in 2016 called Time to Reduce the Burden of Personal Injury Claims. We could see this insurance costs on the rise, and as we predicted, it eventually became critical and crippling for SMEs. We looked at the guidance in England and Wales, comparing it to the Book of Quantum, and we found that the most you'd ever get in England was less than the least you'd ever get here. We made recommendations not just for the judiciary, which was effectively to set up a judicial college to take over responsibility for guidance, but also for the legal profession and for the insurers themselves. We spent 2017-2018 working with the Oireachtas Cost of Insurance Working Group and also with Nicholas Kearns' Personal Injuries Commission. And okay. We felt, you know, by 2020, reducing the awards guidance was the missing piece of the jigsaw, but it was by far the most important.
And so those guidelines, proposed guidelines, are now in place. The government is to press the insurance industry to reduce the price of premiums. Are you confident that insurance companies will pay heed and that your members will pay less?
I hope to see that we will be able to collect data, because part of the problem, and it was highlighted by Justice Irvine, is data is simply not available, particularly for the out-of-court settlements. And even for the majority of court settlements, they're made orally, and there's no record of what's being awarded. So although they looked at tens of thousands of cases, the Judicial Council was only able to look at about 300 examples. So what we need to be doing is to collect data in a much better way going forward. And once the insurers see that the level of awards is coming down in the courts, it will enable them to make less smaller amounts for where the majority of cases get settled before they get to court. But the level of court awards drives everything else. So I
should
think
we wait
want
until
to see
then, or should there be a statutory cap on the level of awards? Should the government return to the Civil Liability Bill 2019, which lapsed in the Shannon?
Well, I would say we did make a statement a few weeks back before the judgment came out that if the level of reduction proposed, I mean, it's effectively a 50% reduction being proposed. If it had been materially less than that, then we would reluctantly have said, you know, the case for a statutory cap becomes overwhelming. I think what we've got is enough of a step in the right direction that we don't need to pursue that route, because it would be constitutionally quite challenging.
Okay, so there's something to work with there. Neil Walker, yeah. Head of Infrastructure with IBEC, thank you very much for your time this morning. Elsewhere, Deliveroo has announced plans for its London listing. The IPO is one of the most eagerly watched for initial public offerings in the first half of 2021 and is expected to value the company at more than $7 billion. I'll have more at 8:30, but for now, back to you, Audrey.